Appetite, Part 1. While Seema liked to think of herself as an influencer, deep down, she knew that her social media presence primarily served one purpose, asserting to the world her desirability as a wife. After posting her obligatory goodnight story to her thousands of followers, Seema lay in bed, envisioning the distress she might have caused jealous gossip girls and bullies from her high school who followed her every move on the platform. A wave of satisfaction washed over her. Then she caught herself indulging in this cruelty and scolded her wicked mind for even entertaining such an idea. She shouldn't lower herself to their level. She should take the high road. She reached for her phone. Its blue light brightened the dim room. As she scrolled through the day's posts, she reshaped her malicious thoughts into a more positive framework. She perceived her work as essential social service, helping lonely hearts find their soulmates and to aspire to be better versions of themselves. Yes, even the ones that used to call her Fish Lips and Curly Queen. She was a role model, guiding women of all ages in their quest to fill their lives with positivity and good vibes. And she didn't just inspire women. Men too could learn from how her thoughtful, romantic husband treated her in their relationship. He was so perfect. Well, nearly perfect. She turned towards the vacant side of the bed, where her husband should have been, and frowned. On Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, her husband would lock himself in the basement kitchen, conducting food experiments. In their relationship, he had only ever made one demand, that she leave him alone while he worked on his next culinary masterpiece. Nirmal had trained as a chef, but the high cost of living in Bengaluru had forced him to trade his apron for a corporate job. His late-night cooking sessions were his only creative outlet. Seema had repeatedly encouraged him to quit his job and pursue his passion, even offering her support. But he always responded with, "I will do nothing that compromises your comfort and happiness." The recollection of his words filled her with joy and brought a smile to her lips. It was fine that he spent a few hours at night to unwind and follow his passion, to troll through his vast collection of cookbooks from around the world and express himself through the creation of complex dishes. After all, she would enjoy a delicious meat dish the following day. If she gained a fantastic meal and a happy husband from this sacrifice, why not grant such freedoms? She appreciated that thought and made a mental note to incorporate it into a post the next day. With a contented sigh, Seema drifted off to sleep. Seema was immersed in her favorite morbid pastime, watching one of her favorite true crime YouTuber report on the latest crime wave engulfing the city. Grave robbers. Corpses had been mysteriously disappearing from the city's cemeteries for years. Yet only recently had the authorities comprehended the alarming scale of this issue. How disgusting, she thought, as she dipped one of the sausages Nirmal placed on her plate into the ketchup. What do they do with the bodies? She pondered as she took a bite of the savory delicacy.
Are they stealing the fresh corpses for organs? Or is this the handiwork of occult practitioners using the bodies to perform dark rituals?
The YouTuber wondered. The YouTuber was delving into some gory details of the case when Nirmal said, "I've told you many times not to watch these videos while we're eating. It makes me sick."
"People are stealing rotting bodies from their final resting place in our own city. Aren't you curious?"
Seema said cheekily. Nirmal mimed a retching motion which sparked a burst of laughter from Seema.
Okay,
Seema said, switching off the TV that was streaming the video. "Thank you," Nirmal said with relief as he dug into his own food.
"Let's talk instead about your upcoming birthday party and how I'm going to spoil you rotten," she said.
As darkness fell, Seema's mind swirled with countless thoughts of her plans for the party, each detail meticulously turning over in her mind's eye. she had to consider all the elements and how to orchestrate it best to please Nirmal and create worthwhile content for her fans. Once she finally succumbed to sleep, a vicious nightmare assailed her. She found herself pursued across an endless field by a colossal trunk-like appendage that descended ominously from the skies. This menacing entity, like some monstrous vacuum from a cosmic horror tale, was hungrily ingesting every life form in its path. As it absorbed each creature, it compressed them into an unrecognizable pulp before pulling them upward into the dark void above. The air was filled with the screams of the unfortunate victims. After voraciously consuming thousands of unsuspecting victims, the monstrous organ targeted Seema like an unrelenting predator. Her desperate attempts to elude its grasp failed. The final suck of air swooped her up into the maw of that eldritch carnivore. That night, another corpse went missing from a cemetery in Shivamogga. If anyone was present at the site during the criminal act, they would have heard the grunts of pleasure as taloned hands dug up the earth.